This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 and older, as well as others at a high risk of severe illness. The U.S. panel also recommended that people 50 to 64 years old with underlying medical conditions get a third shot. It has also endorsed the people between 18 and 49 who have underlying medical risk access to get another dose. The committee refused to approve a third shot of Pfizer vaccine for people working in high-risk exposure settings to COVID-19, such as healthcare workers. South Korea on Thursday announced it recorded its biggest daily jump in new coronavirus infections since the start of the pandemic. The rise in infections has been linked to people returning from the country's biggest holiday of the year. The Korea Disease Control Prevention Agency said more than 1,750 of the 2,434 new cases reported Friday were from the greater capital area, where officials have raised concern over an erosion in citizens' vigilance despite the enforcement of the strongest social distancing rules short of a lockdown since July. The United States would not support redeploying tactical nuclear weapons to South Korea or nuclear weapons sharing arrangement with Seoul, according to a U.S. State Department official, after leading South Korean presidential candidate proposed the move. The United States is not only the country opposed to redeploying nuclear weapons. A Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that such calls are irresponsible. Via remote,